Hey, Marketing Renegades. Thanks for joining me again today. I'm Darren Rhodes, and I'm really excited to have you with me. And I'm hoping today will be a really good use of your time. As always, sometimes we talk philosophy, sometimes we talk mindset, sometimes we talk strategies, sometimes we talk tactics, sometimes we talk tools, but it all comes under the umbrella of marketing to help you get your unique message out to your audience, to get more closings, and to help more people. That's a great intro, right? Well, listen, I was on, I was a guest on a podcast just the other day, and the host there was saying, all right, Darren, I'm so excited to have you on to talk about your CRM, your tools, you know, the software tools. Let's talk tactics. Let's talk about CRM and these awesome tools that are out there that we can use to deploy for our business, right? Well, I said, yep, that would be great. But you know what? I backed off just a little bit. I said, I'm going to just back up just a little. Okay. And why is that? Well, does this describe you? I just got an amazing piece of software, and I think it's going to revolutionize my business because it was pitched to revolutionize my business. And then what happens? Well, maybe you get the free trial, or maybe you put out the money, and then guess what? You get into it, you figure out, oh my gosh, I really don't know how to use this, or I'm not sure what to do next, or the phone just rang, I gotta go take that, or got a fire I gotta put out, processor just came in and said, loan's tanking, the real estate agent said, oh, the appraisal came in and we are in trouble, you know, stuff like that. So anyway, then that software just sits there and does what? Nothing. And then you think, dang, man, I thought this was going to revolutionize my business and be the silver bullet. But the fact is, one of the, not complaints, but one of the things that I hear most from those of us in the industry is, man, I just don't know how to use my CRM. And I never even open it. In fact, it actually reminds me. So there's a local real estate brokerage here, right? And they've got about, 250 in the local branch, but it's a really big company. It covers lots of states overall. And they provide CRM solutions for their real estate agents. Now, I was talking to the broker of this branch, and I said, tell me about the marketing tools that you're providing for your agents, and tell me about the utilization rate. And he said, well, we provide this really great CRM. You would know it if I told you the name, or you probably heard of it. It's great real estate CRM. And so we provide it for our agents, and we provide it for free with one caveat. They have to use it. I'm like, oh, cool. Wow, so you're actually kind of laying the hammer down, right? I said, so what does have to use it mean? He said, and get this. He said, well, if they log in once every, 90 days, not once a week, not anything else, just log in. Just log in once every 90 days. They get it for free. If they don't log in once every 90 days, can't have it. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me right now? I mean, that's what I was thinking in my head. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? That's the only criteria that you're putting on your agents, is they just have to log in or they have to pay for it. And I was kind of chuckling about it, but it just goes to show you that this is an issue across the board, that most of the time people don't log into their CRMs, they don't deploy their CRMs, because for a myriad of reasons. But number one, they don't really know how to do the techie stuff. But there's even more of an issue than that. They don't know how. Most don't know, and you might be in the same boat, by the way, most don't know how to integrate the techie stuff with the actual marketing techniques, okay? So, and if you knew, when I say marketing techniques, by the way, I mean what you say, who to say it to, and what platforms to get it out on, right? So think about this. I love to just simplify things. So let's take a step back. Let's say we're going back. Oh gosh, now we probably have to say 25 years, okay? Let's say we're going back 25 years in time, and the type of marketing we can do is basically print, right? Or radio or whatever, but let's just say it's print. So we've got newspapers, we've got yellow pages, you've got mailers, that type of thing, anything that's print that gets delivered. So if you're gonna run, say, a newspaper ad, then you could buy your space by the square inch, they called it. So if you bought a 2-inch square space, they would give you that much on the newspaper or inside the newspaper. And they would charge you for the size. They would also charge you for the location inside of the paper, if it was on the front or in the middle or in the back or whatever, where people would read. So anyway, so with that type of limited space, what do you think would go on in that ad? Well, it's pretty straightforward. You're gonna like clean out a lot of crap, right? You're gonna put only the most important thing in that ad that would make the phone ring. You don't have space, you don't have the budget to make this giant, you know, video like I'm doing right now, or create this big blog post, or whatever the case may be. I mean, you had to basically say, low mortgage rates, call this number for a quote, right? Or get pre-approved today for the best mortgage in town. Call this number, right? So it's a very simple message you're hoping to call out, and a very simple call to action. Then you get that thing out there in the paper, you publish it, and then you're just hoping the phone rings, right? So they call this the golden age of marketing, because we've got all of these tools that we can use and all of these outlets that we can use to get our marketing out there. But in a lot of respects, back then, the simpler way was almost more easy than it is today because of everything that we have. So with that in mind, now we've got these CRM tools that can, as we pitch at True Partner AI, we pitch organize, it helps you integrate, communicate, and automate. You know, those things is what your CRM will help you do. But the fact is, if you lay the tech stuff aside, if you're not sure how you would organize your business or segment your list, if you're not sure what you would integrate with, or if you're not sure how you would actually communicate what you would say and who to say it to, and then what you would automate, even if you had all the tools available, if you don't have any of that, then it's useless anyway, right? So the tools themselves are not the savior to your business. Your business really has to have some basic fundamentals, which all start with your offer, right? Just like that newspaper ad. Think about that. What do you offer your customers that would help them the most, and how do they get a hold of you if they need that help? That's really all there is to it. They say, here's what I got. Here's what it'll do for you. Here's what to do next. So if you can craft that offer, and that's what it is. That's an offer. I have something that I believe will help you. Here's how it will help you. If you're interested, then here's what to do next. And these are really, really simple ways to start building the foundation of your marketing messages. But the thing is with all of the tools and all of the other, like CRMs and automation and all this great stuff, you take that and then you add onto it all of the platforms that we can market on today, then it's no wonder people get paralysis. And in fact, in some ways, some of our campaigns that we run, some of my favorite ones, are just sending a letter. It's just a straight letter in the mailbox. They open it up, they read it. Oh, this is really cool, right? So, this is the biggest reason why people don't use the tech that is needed today, because the focus is all on the tactics, right? So let me give you a story. So I play volleyball. I'm 5'10". So some of you guys out there that are 6'6 bruisers, you know, I love volleyball. I've played it for my whole life. But listen, you know, I'm now middle-aged, it's all for fun at this stage. So sometimes I'm not good enough for it to be that fun anymore. But anyway, so a couple years ago, I'm playing volleyball, right? Playing with a group. And I was setting. And I remember I was getting some sets, and they were, I was doing sets, and they were going where I wanted them to go. They were looking pretty good, And I thought, well, gosh, my technique really isn't great. I thought about my volleyball coach in high school and how he would say, hey, you actually need to square your shoulders, square your hips to where you're setting that ball, right? And I wasn't. I was just kind of like, you know, tossing it to the side. And I'm like, man, I'm being pretty accurate with these sets tonight. This is great. And I thought to myself, but I need to have better technique. And then I paused and thought, why? Am I trying to get on a team? Am I trying to join a college team where they want perfect technique? Like, I'm a middle-aged man. And it struck me funny. I'm like, who cares what my technique is like? As long as everybody's happy with where the ball's going and it's not illegal, who cares if I set with my toes? Do you know what I'm saying? So the result is what matters. Where that ball goes is what matters. It's not how I get it there. And we focus so dang much on the technique and the tactics that we forget to even set the ball, right? So your message to your audience is, who do I help? How do I help them? What will I do for them? How do you get a hold of, what are they to do next? That's where it all springs from, okay? And then everything else now just simply becomes a magnifier of that. So if I go back to the opening of this discussion, if I'm talking about CRM, so where does your marketing platform play into this? It's very simple. When you have that basic offer structure, your very basic business structure, now your CRM, when it's set up properly, can get that message out to a lot more people, a lot more of the right people, faster, better, and on the channels that they are on. Okay? So that's what True Partner AI, for example, is designed to do. It is built on the high-level platform, which integrates and communicates with all of these channels, but it does not create that message for you. You create the message, and then one bit at a time, you go piece by piece to build out that CRM to communicate what you would naturally communicate anyway, okay? So if you were to do one thing today, it would be to get your message solidified. Now, I will say, I'm sorry, we've got some allergies here. I got this itchy nose thing going on, but must be that time of year, right? Hay fever. I mean, the blossoms are out. It's great, except for that. The one great thing about marketing, we'll talk about this in a different stream, but the one great thing about marketing is, in this day and age, is you don't have to guess as much on what message resonates with your audience, okay? You can get a lot of different messages out there for cheap, and you can let the market dictate which ones are the best. So I'll talk about that in a different podcast. But anyway, so what you want, get that offer put together, and then have us help you deploy the CRM, True Partner AI, okay? Which we can deploy in your business and integrate and help you do all that stuff so you're actually cranking out your message to the right people and way more of them and on the channels they talk. All right, hope that helps. Go be a marketing renegade, and I'll talk to you soon.